Blog Talk Radio.
There is none like you, Lord. No one else.
Just can. One touch, that's all we need from Jesus.
No.
Just one drop of oil, amen.
No one. No one.
Just one touch from you. Just one drop of your.
Hallelujah, and we bless be the name of the Lord, and we bless be the name of the Lord. There is none like you, Father. There is none like you. Hallelujah, there is absolutely none like you. We come this morning, Father, to express our love and our gratitude and to thank you for one more day that you have blessed us to see. One more day, Father God. Hallelujah. We bless your holy and we bless your righteous name. Father, we embrace the gift of this brand new day. We thank you for it, and now we surrender the day back over to you. Father, that you would unfold this day according to your wisdom, your love, your grace, and your mercy. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We want to say thank you for our purpose. Thank you, Father God, for empowering us, endowing us, anointing us, and blessing us, Father, to serve and to continue to move forward in your kingdom. We say thank you, Father God, as your word goes out today, Father God. Hallelujah, that it will not return into your void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. And so, Father God, we just want to say thank you over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Thank you, Father, that the words of our mouth and let the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords, as we are rejoicing in this another day that he has made. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, amen, Bradford of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We especially welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. You have come to the right place at the right time. Please have a seat at the breakfast table, amen, as breakfast is about to be served. The spiritual breakfast for champions, amen, and we blessed be the name of Jesus. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We pray that everyone's excited, amen, glory be to God. Why? Because it's another day. Amen. We woke up this morning with our mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with our mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. God did it. A lot of people went to bed last night and the alarm clock is still ringing and they're not responding and they won't be responding. Amen. But God gave us one more day. God gave us one more day to serve, one more day to go, one more day to do, one more day to love, one more day to forgive, one more day to give, one more day to get, one more day. One more day, amen, and I'm telling you, time is precious. Time is precious, and so we thank God for it, amen, and we will not squander the day, and we bless be the name of the Lord. All right, we want to take you into the Word of God on this morning, amen, glory be to God. I want to bring your attention, amen, to the book of Exodus, and I want to read a few verses in your hearing, amen, chapter number 3. Exodus chapter number 3, and I'm going to begin reading in verse number 10, just a couple of verses here, amen, and it reads, "So now go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt. And God said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of our fathers has sent me to you. And they ask me, what is his name? Then what shall I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob have sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name you shall call me from generation to generation. Amen. So we want to thank God for the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. I want to take a look this morning, amen, at Brother Moses. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God, amen, for Brother Moses. He's one of the characters, amen, that we will be speaking on more than once. Amen. Hallelujah. Because there's too much to say in a few minutes. Amen. Glory be to God. And there's so much to say. Amen. We can do a character study on Brother Moses. Amen. And stay put. Amen. For a whole year. For a whole year. Amen. And so we just want to thank God. Amen. Moses. His name means drawn forth. Amen. Taken out of the water. Of a son. Amen. Glory be to God. He was the youngest son of Joachabed. Amen. He was the baby boy. He was the man who was God's friend. And that's a beautiful thing. Amen. We sing the song. Amen. A lot of times we don't believe the words. Amen. Hallelujah. But he actually was a friend of God. Amen. Moses. Amen. The great Hebrew leader, and he was a legislator. He was born at the time the king of Egypt had resolved on the destruction of every newly born male child among the Israelites. Can you imagine? And we parents, we know how precious it is when we give birth to them babies, them new babies into the world. Amen. I thank God for my three beautiful daughters. And can you imagine when your child is a baby and they're coming, they're taking the babies. Not only are they taking the babies out of the household, they're killing the babies. We, you know what I mean? We take that lightly, but if we can just go and just imagine, amen, what these parents experienced around that time. And this is what was happening when Moses, amen, was born, beloved. The story of his rescue from the water by Pharaoh's daughter, of her adoption of him as her own and as his royal upbringing has charmed our hearts for many, many years. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. It was strategic how the Lord put all that together. Amen. Hallelujah. And Moses was drawn out of the water. Oh, he was just a little cute baby. Is he? I can see him now just tickling and playing with the baby. Goo, goo, ga, ga, goo, goo, ga, ga. And didn't even know, amen, that he was the Pharaoh. didn't even know that God was raising him up. Oh, my God. You never know what them babies going to be. Didn't even know, amen, that he was going to be the deliverer. If she had known that, she probably would have let him drown in the water, amen, but she didn't know. Hallelujah, I tell you, hallelujah, baby, nobody knows the future. Nobody knows the future but God. That's why we got to walk with the king. Amen. Beloved, it would take a volume in itself to fully expound the virtues and the felicitudes of Moses. Amen. The historian, he was an historian, he was an orator, he was a leader, he was a statesman, he was a legislator, he was a patriot. Old Brother Moses, Moses was all that. Glory be to God. His greatest honor, however, was the privilege of being known as the friend of God. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Glory be to God. And we have some people, they have some titles. They have some titles. You know what I'm saying? They have degrees. You know what I mean? Accomplishments. You know? And household names. Amen. But none of that means anything. Amen. Unless you are a friend of God. What does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What holy intimacy existed between God and this prophet, so supernaturally guided and aided in his life and his labors? No wonder this mighty leader of Israel was David Livingstone, Bible, favorite Bible hero, beloved. Moses lived a ripe age. Moses lived to be the same age I'm believing God for. I'm believing God for 120 years. Right, because I got a couple scriptures in the Bible that can validate that. So that's what I'm believing God for. So people look at me, I just tell them I'm middle age. I'm middle age. I got 120 to go. Amen. Well, then guess what? Moses lived to be 122. Amen. He was 120 years old. Amen. And he lived in a period divided into three sections of 40 years. See, but the first 40 years of Moses' life, amen, from his birth until the time, amen, that he had to flee into Midian, he fled into Midian when he killed a man because this man was mistreating one of the slaves. Now, I'm speaking from my free of breath right now, amen. I just feel, and the Bible doesn't say in particular, I believe that the man was raping the man. I believe that the man was having sexual intercourse with the slave. That's what I believe in my sanctified spirit. And Moses got angry. And Moses killed him. Okay, that's enough on that. So that's what I feel happened. So Moses didn't think that anyone saw him, but somebody did see him. When they found out, and that's when Moses flew from the house of Pharaoh. Okay, he was 40 years old when that happened. Amen. And as Pharaoh's son, beloved, Moses learned how to be somebody. He grew up under the king. He grew up in royalty. So he grew up in the king's palace. So now we enter into the second 40 years of Moses' life, from age 40 to age 80. Okay? Now, during this 40 years, this was his flight into Midian to the Exodus. See? He lived in the desert. See? So in Pharaoh's house, he learned how to be somebody for the first 40 years. Now, the second 40 years, he's living in the desert learning how to be nobody. Oh, God will grow you up, baby. Oh, God will grow you up. He went from somebody to nobody. Oh, hallelujah. My God, Jesus, hallelujah. And then we see the last 40 years of Moses' life, from age 80 to 120, glory be to God, hallelujah, where he went from the Exodus to his own Exodus. As the leader of God's host, he learned that God was everybody. So he went from somebody to nobody to learn that God was everybody. Ah, come on now. Hallelujah. Can you walk with God a little bit? Can you walk this thing out? If you walk this thing out, I say God is taking you somewhere. If you walk this thing out, I say God has us in training for reigning. Amen. Moses learned that the one he could speak to face to face, as a man speaks to his friends. And God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever, beloved. The remarkable life of Moses can be viewed under three more aspects. Okay, number one, the moment when he truly and fully turned to God. Suki. God says, my people, called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn. There you go. There it is. Oops, there it is. The turning point. And we're not talking about as the world turns. No, we ain't talking about that. Yeah, we are talking about. We're talking about your world turning. Well, Moses had to turn. Y'all know that story in the fiery bush. We'll get to it as we continue to teach on him. Amen. Glory be to God. He had to turn towards the fire. Ah, that all-consuming fire. Ah, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. So the moment that he turned fully to God, fully, all right, Jesus, all the way in, no half-stepping, come on now, Jesus Christ is Lord of all, or Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. Number two, the moment when he absolutely broke with the world, the refusal and choice, beloved, amen, hallelujah, of Hebrews 11:24. Write this down in your notes this morning, amen. Let's just go there real quickly, amen, hallelujah, in the book of Hebrews, amen, chapter number 11. I want to draw your attention, amen, to verse number 24, amen, and verse number 25. Uh-huh, and this is what it says. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He broke from the world. He said, y'all got it. He got it. He said, that's it. It is. The lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the pride of life. He said, that's it. Mm-mm. He said, no. I choose. Jesus had not manifested at that time. Amen. Glory be to God. But he chose God. Amen. The ways of God, the will of God for the glory of God. It's not about me. Glory be to God. It's all about God. Brother Paul put it this way. He said, brother, amen. Hallelujah. He said, amen. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ that liveth within me. Glory be to God. Look, well, y'all got it. Glory be to God. Y'all got it. Look, I'm not of this world. Glory be to God. Amen. I am an ambassador. I've been sent here to do a work. Glory be to God. My home is up in heaven. So this is where he separated, beloved. And there comes a point where we have to separate ourselves too. The Bible says, mortify therefore your deed, your flesh. Mortify. Do with the mortification. Come on now. You can't just, look, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Glory be to God. He says, broad is the way that leadeth to hell and destruction. Narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be. Amen on that path. It's your choice. Well, guess what? Moses made his. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He didn't break from the world. He absolutely broke from the world. Ah, come on now. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. It is not enough to refuse. Amen. But we must choose. See, it's one thing to refuse, but you ain't made no choice yet. You refuse it for the moment. You refuse it for the season, but you haven't made a choice yet. Hallelujah, my God. But when you make your choice, that's an automatic refusal. My God, Jesus. Beloved, we must back up a negative with a positive. And then the third breakaway for Brother Moses was the moment, beloved, when between himself and God, there was the sprinkled blood, and that's the blood of the atonement. And we will be teaching on the blood of atonement as we continue to move forward. Amen. Not today. Amen. But as we continue. Further, beloved, Moses, the lawgiver, he was a lawgiver in Israel. He supplies us with a fitting type of Christ. Taken together, we have, beloved, these similarities which pastors can develop. Both were preserved from the pearls of infancy. Glory be to God. Talking about Moses and Jesus. Both were tempted but had mastery over evil. Moses and Jesus. Both knew what it was to fast for 40 days. Solitude was their strength. Moses and Jesus. Both had power to control the sea. Both fed a multitude. Both had a radiant face. Both endured murmurings. Both were discredited at home. Both were mighty intercessors. Both spoke as the oracles of God. Both had 70 helpers. Ah, interesting. Both of them established memorials. Both of them reappeared after death. Thank God for Brother Moses. My God, Jesus, have mercy. Ooh, Moses gave us the first five books of the Old Testament, beloved. As long as the Pentateuch, amen. You got Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. They're the first five books of the Bible, amen. That's attributed to Brother Moses, the first five books. When Jesus said, Moses wrote of me, he set his seal on the Mosaic authorship of these books. Moses, when he died in the plains of Moab, a ripe age of 120 years old. The Bible says his eyes was not dim, nor his natural force abated. I mean, wait a minute, hold. They just called me and told me my glasses is ready. I said, wait a minute, hold. I said, all right, we going to get this guy. I ain't going to be wearing glasses forever. I believe in God. Amen. Hallelujah. The older I get, no, I'm not going to need no glasses. Why? Because if Moses could live to be 120 years old without any glasses, glory to God, contact lenses, I believe in God for the same thing. If Moses is 120 years old in good shape, glory be to God, huh? There wasn't no silver fit. And no Planet Fitness around here at that time. That boy was in good shape. That's what the Bible said. But guess what? I'm believing God for the same thing. I don't know about y'all, but I'm holding on to it. 120 years old, no glasses, and in good shape. Hey, my God, that's how Moses went out. The Bible said his eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. What a testimony. God called his faithful servant to climb Nebo's lonely mountain, where upon his summit he was kissed to sleep by the angels, and God buried him. Ooh, what a homegoing. What a homegoing. Hey, my God, I believe our brother Reed, amen, was sharing, amen, one of his pastors, and one of the great man that was, amen, a contribution, amen, in his life, in his homegoing service is today, amen. We want to bless the name of the Lord, amen, for pastor. Let me see, what's the pastor's name? Let me get the pastor's name. We fellow, amen, God bless his life, amen. He left with a good testimony. Amen, hallelujah, oh yeah, Reverend George Thompson Jr., amen, hallelujah, lies in state, amen, glory be to God, from 10 to 2 today at the Beckett home, Beckett Brown and Hodges Funeral Home, 5618 Baton Street, and then the services is tomorrow, amen, Friday. Our minister Joanne Thurman's birthday, amen, the 19th, amen, at 9 o'clock, 5532 Rising Sun Avenue, hallelujah, God bless his life, we honor the man of God, and look here, God buried Moses, hey, my God, sook it, it say it made no difference if you cremate me, you can put me in one of them pretty coffins, you can do what you want to do, and I ain't dead because God buried me, my God, sook it. Hallelujah. What a way to go out. Hallelujah. My God, my God. God kissed Brother Moses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The angels kissed him and put him to sleep and buried him. He's the only man in the Bible to have God as his undertaker. My God, Sookie. Oh, Brother Moses, Brother Moses, Brother Moses. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. Hallelujah. This morning we're going to be saying on Brother Moses, amen. Hallelujah. Moses was outstanding. He was outstanding. I just want to, amen, encourage you today. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the scripture that I read and you're hearing this morning, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, coming up the third chapter, we will see that in Moses' journey, journey, amen, to complete the will of God, the assignment that was on his life, beloved. Moses, amen, did not just jump up and volunteer. He didn't jump up and say, Lord, go, send me, I'll go. Glory be to God. And you get some of these people, they just ready to jump up and go. They just want to preach. They just want to teach. They just want to be a pastor. They just want the limelight. That's what they want. Everybody, let me tell you something. When I looked at the characters of these men and women in the Bible, nobody wanted the limelight. Nobody was ready to go. And God had to call a couple of them a couple times. Glory be to God. The flesh might want to go. Amen. Hallelujah. But these men and women did not want to go. Amen. And so we see, amen, that humble, that humility part of them. Glory be to God. Moses was one. Moses, God had to have a conversation with Moses. And Moses made a whole bunch of excuses. A whole bunch of excuses. God knew that Moses was a stutterer, amen, before God called him to be a stutterer. Before God called Moses to go forth, God already knew Moses was a stutterer. Well, let me just say something to the women on the line. Don't you think God knew that you was a female before he called you into ministry? Why are you hiding behind it? Why are you making excuses why you can't go? Huh? As you said last night in Bible study, glory be to God. Don't you think that God knows your level of education before he called you? The Bible says that Peter and the disciples turned the world upside down. There was no seminary schools in the first century. There was no Bible schools in the first century. I doubt if these men even had a high school education or a GED. Don't you think God knew that before he called him? Don't you think God knows your credit report? Don't you think God knows how much money you got? Don't you think God knows you've been married and divorced 3 or 4 times? Don't you think God knows all that before he called you? What's the problem? Don't you think God knows that you did jail time? If Moses had been caught, he would have did so too. And David. Huh? The man after God's own heart. Don't you think God knew all that? His grace already has calculated all of your failures. His grace has already calculated all of your mistakes. Glory be to God. God knows. God knows everything. Look, we live our life as a tale already told. God already knew how it was going to end before it began. Before your father put his seed in your mother's womb, God already had your whole story. Huh? So why are we making excuses? Huh, but that's what Moses did. Old Moses made his excuses because Moses felt inadequate for the job. Inadequate. You don't need a Bible degree to do what the Lord tells you to do. As we shared last night in Bible study, you don't need a Bible degree, amen, to share your influence, to share your testimony. You don't, look. Do I believe in education? Yes, I believe in education. I have a doctorate degree right here on my shelf. Do I believe in education? Glory be to God. I was preaching and teaching, glory be to God, before any of all this came around. That's not the anointing. That's not the power. It's not by power nor by might. But every born-again believer is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because there's something on the inside of you, hallelujah, that you can say, that you can do. We are going in Jesus' name. It's in him we live, we move, we breathe, we have our being. It's God doing the work in us. Him putting his super on our natural. I heard somebody say it this way. God doesn't call the super ordinary. God calls the ordinary and puts his super on them. There you go. Bam. Yeah. So Moses felt inadequate. Amen. The same way we feel inadequate. And the truth of the matter is we are inadequate. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. When we begin to put our trust and reliance on him. No, not your speaking skills, not your oracles, not your education, not all this. No. Brother Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Paul said, I count it all, but don't. Now, if y'all do a little research, I had the family laughing. Matter of fact, my children was there, and this sermon that I preached a couple years ago, I preached it just the way the Holy Ghost gave it to me, too. And the Holy Ghost told me, because he knew the crowd that I was talking to, and I called the sermon, Flush the Shit. And I backed it up on Paul saying, I count it all but dung. I count it all but doo-doo. I count it all but shit. Flush it. All right. So here, glory be to God. Amen. Moses felt inadequate for the job that God had asked him to do. Beloved, it is natural for him to feel that way. It's natural for us to feel inadequate. Look, I've been ministering now for about 40 years. I still feel inadequate. I can't come up there and do nothing in myself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So God wants us depending on him. Matter of fact, you're in trouble when you think you can do it in yourself, when you think you don't need God, you don't need prayer, you don't need the Holy Spirit. That's when you're in trouble. See, Moses was inadequate all by himself, but God wasn't asking Moses to work alone. There it is, beloved. And he's not asking you to work alone either. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tell me I am alone. No, baby, you're not alone. God, Jesus promised he will never leave you, never forsake you, even to the end of the world. This is what you have to know. There is more with you than against you. When Elijah prayed and said, Lord, open his eyes so he can see. Ha! You are not alone. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord was trying to drill into Moses. Hallelujah. That Moses was not alone. Matter of fact, he offered other resources to help. Number one, Moses had God, his friend. Moses, amen, had Aaron, his brother. See? And not only that, Moses had the ability to do miracles. Do you expect a miracle today? Nothing's impossible. My God. Miracles and greater work shall ye do. And ye shall tread on serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Oh, my God, sookie. When God calls us to tasks that seems too difficult, beloved, he doesn't ask us to do them alone. And that's what you have to remember, because God's been calling some of you for a long time, and you're making excuses. You're waiting till, you know, the children get off to college. You're going to wait until you get married. You're going to wait until you get the new job. You're going to wait until you move. You're going to wait until you get the divorce. You're going to wait until you get your credit together. You're going to wait until you lose a couple pounds. You're going to wait until you go back to school and get that degree. Yeah, you got all these excuses. Somebody needs to say this morning, excuses be gone. You need to tell them excuses to be gone right now. You're going to step out. You're going to take those big, you're going to take that first step. How did, was Moses able, amen, to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt, amen, into the promised land by way of the wilderness, one step at a time? God would have never opened up the Red Sea if they didn't get to the border. Some of us are waiting for God to open up the Red Sea, but you ain't come far enough yet. You ain't come far enough. There's no need to open up the Red Sea because you're too far back. Come on now. It's time to make some steps. It's time to make some steps. God is calling you to do something. Glory be to God. God offers us his resources when he calls us. And look, God will provide wherever he guides. And you best believe if God is calling you to it, he's going to make a way for you to go through it. As Moses experienced here. God will offer his resources just as he did to Moses, beloved. And we should not hide behind our inadequacy. Look, I used to go to, y'all still hear me stutter every now and then. When I was in elementary school, I was just a tongue-tied. They had me in special classes, amen, and I'm stuttering over my words, and I still stutter. Huh? God knew I was a stutterer before I was born, before he called me to be an apostle. God knew I was a stutterer. Huh? Come on, somebody. We're in fear. Trying to cover up fear. And God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. If you're in fear, you're not in faith. If you're not in faith, you're not pleasing God. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. We're worrying about this and worrying about what people are going to say. People have no heaven or hell to put you in. We perform for an audience of one. His name is Jesus. He is our rewarder. Beloved, your greatest deliverance is going to be your deliverance from people. People lock you up, know which way. Look, you know, if you're single, people talk about you. Then you decide to get married. Be single, they want to, they just need to go on and get married. Then you go on and get married. Well, I don't even know why they got married, because I don't even know why they married in, because they were better off when they were single. See? Then you got a whole bunch of kids, and they, I don't know why they making all them babies. Then you're not having no kids. Well, I don't know what they're waiting for, because they need to have some babies. That's why they're crazy. Then you get a job. Yeah, well, I don't know why they took that job. They just should have went on and started their own business. Then you start your own business. Then they say, well, you know what? Now they know it's risky out here. They should have just went on and got a 9-to-5 job. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You listen to people. I don't know why they bought that house, because you know what I mean? And you got to pay them taxes every year, huh? And then you don't buy the house. Well, I don't know when they're going to move out of that apartment. And my God, then they're going to die in the apartment. Then you get the new car. I don't know why they got that new car. Car payment so high, blah, blah, blah. Then you stick with the old car. But I don't know. They ain't got no faith. Why don't they get out that old car and get a new car? Baby, either way you go, people got something to say. So you just might as well please God. And you can't please people all the time. Jesus knew. Look, let me tell you something, beloved. We are called to love people. We are called to serve people. But we are called to please God. Because you can't please the people. And Jesus knew it. That's why Jesus said after 33 years, okay, Jesus said, all right, I'm out, y'all. Look, and check this out. Jesus prepared 30 years for a 3.5-year ministry. The preparation is always longer. That's another subject for another time. Jesus put his 3.5 years in. He said, all right, y'all got it. Matter of fact, it was so bad at one point when God was talking to Moses, God told Moses, he said, Moses, these your people. He said, I'm out. Niggas and flies. When I say niggas, I'm not talking about a skin color. Amen, glory be to God. Y'all know me here. That is when I say nigga, that's a mindset. You could be a white nigga, Chinese nigga, Korean nigga. Glory be, it's a mindset. Jesus said, I'm out. Oh, boys, don't worry about it. I'll be back. He ain't come back yet, but he coming. All right, glory be to God. But Lord, let me say this. Amen, glory be to God. We should not hide behind our inadequacies. As Moses tried to do. But look beyond ourselves to the great resources available. All you need, God's got it. He's got everything we need. Then we can allow God to use our unique contributions, beloved, because we all have a unique contribution. You are not an echo. You are an original. And you have something unique to bring to the Lord's kingdom for this generation and the generations to come. And you have to know that. You have to know who you are and whose you are. That you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Gifts and callings are even without repentance. And your gifts will make room for you. Oh, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. So will you tell the Lord yes? Moses told the Lord yes. Moses tried it with the boxer's way out. It didn't work. Beloved, some of you trying to fight too. It ain't going to work. Your arm's too short to box with God. You're not going to win. Why don't you just tell the Lord yes? Tell the Lord yes. Don't worry. The vision is bigger than you. The vision is going to outlive you. And the vision is not even about you. Just tell the Lord yes. Tell the Lord you'll go. Amen. As Moses did. Amen. I'll go. In Jesus' name. Father God, we want to say thank you for the word of God on today. And we give your name praise, and we give your name glory, and we give your name honor. Thank you. Father God, help us not to be a hearer only, but a doer. Father God, forgive us for making excuses. We all excused out. We all excused out. And you're not hearing none of them. You don't accept. Nowhere in the Bible, Father God, but you gave us one excuse. There's no excuses. You said we can do all things through Christ. So we confess our sins. And we're going back to that last set of instructions that you gave us, because you're not going to bless us beyond that. We're going back to that last set of instructions. And we thank you for helping us to get it done. Step by step, inch by inch, for the steps of a good man, a good woman are ordered by the Lord. And a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, there it is, there it is, there it is. There it is. All right, announcements today. What is today? Let me think. Thursday. Okay, we'll be at the altar prayer at 12 o'clock. Join us at the altar. Amen. Glory be to God at 12 and then back at 9 p.m. Amen. As we intercede. Glory be to God. If you have a prayer request, amen. Let us call in. Amen. We'll pray with you. Pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Until something happens. Amen. Pray until something happens. That's our acronym for PUSH in the spirit, P-U-S-H, pray until something happens. Amen. And to God be praised. All right. I think that's it for today. I might be leaving something out. Amen. If I am, count it to the head and not to the heart. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All right. Hallelujah. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the partner of your sins, stop making excuses. Maybe you're flipping through the channels today and you just happen to run across us. Stop making excuses. Because guess what? Not one of those excuses is going to be heard. The Lord don't want to hear nothing about your mama and your daddy and your spouse and your children and your this and your neighborhood. He don't want to hear nothing about any of that. No excuses. So we encourage you to make Jesus your choice today. Make Jesus your choice. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, make Jesus your choice. And accept Jesus into your life. Ask him to be your Lord and Savior. And then make a commitment to follow him. Amen. Glory be to God. And then you're saved. And that's the beginning, not the end. Most people want to make that confession and think that's it. Now they want to live for the devil and you know what I mean, and live like a sinner because they did the sinner's prayer. Isn't that crazy? doing all type of sin, openly, you know, all type of, and just embarrassing. But don't judge me, because I gave my life to Jesus, and, you know, when I was a little girl, I was baptized. Nobody asked you about the day you was baptized, by the way. Baptism is necessary, but baptism does not save you, all right? And I gave my life to Christ, yeah, but when was you converted? And when you read in Acts, they say, when was you converted? When did you decide to follow Jesus? All that ain't necessary. And God's people perish for lack of knowledge. All right, I love you. Amen, Apostle Alfreda. Amen, signing out. Everybody have a good day, a blessed day. We'll be back again tomorrow. I'm not sure how the service going to flow tomorrow. Y'all know we open to the Holy Ghost, so, you know, it's, you know, the subject, the program is always subject to change because it's his program. This is his platform, and we are his people, and this is his service. We haven't opened up the lines a little bit, so we'll see. Amen. Be prepared, choir. Amen for the birthday. Amen for our minister Joanne's birthday tomorrow. And also our minister Joanne. We have two Joannes here. Joanne Thurman's birthday tomorrow. And then we have Joanne Brothers, which I have not heard from, and I'm really, really concerned. So I may have to stop past her house and see if she's okay. All right. None of her phones are working. I'm going to reach out to her some kind of way, put a letter in the mail or something. Let us pray for Sister Joanne Brothers. Amen. Because I haven't heard from her, and it's not like that. It's not for her to be absent from the ministry for this period of time. So please let us. Also, we want to thank God for everybody's prayers yesterday for Deacon-elect Tyrone Reed. Amen. Well, he did go into the hospital. Guess what? He was on Bible study last night. Well, you can't keep a good man down. You can't keep a good man down, baby. Make no mistake. Jacob. Amen. Not only was he on Bible study, he came with comments, glory be to God, and observations from the Bible study. And he was more concerned, amen, about his event that had taken place and that the people was taken care of. He's in the hospital in pain, and he's concerned about the people. And that sounds like a Jesus story to me. That sounds like a Jesus story. Amen. So thank God that he is home. Let us continue to pray for him, and let us continue to pray one for another. Amen. Thank you for your prayers for me. Amen. As I pray for you. Father God, we say thank you for this service. Father God, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever you would have us to do today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death, accidents, incidents, and calamities. Father God, that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask that you would help us to reconnect with our sister Joanne. Father, we know sometimes people come and leave the ministry, they'll leave and come back, but that's not what's happening with Sister Joanne Brothers, God. We pray that all is well with her and her mother. We pray that all is well. Father God, in Jesus' name, help it to be a reconnection. We thank you for bringing, Father God, our brother Reed home from the hospital on yesterday, Father. We just say thank you for your healing power in his life. Thank you for the prayers of the saints, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for people everywhere, those in the hospitals, Father God. We pray for those in hospice, those in nursing homes, in the jail homes, Father God, hallelujah, in the drug homes, Father God. We pray, Father God, for this ruckus that's going on in our political world, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray for the pestilence, the diseases, Father God, this monkey pox, and Father God, COVID is still around and active, Father God. So much going on, Father. So much going on. But we're sinned overbound, graced off much more bound. And so, Father God, we pray, Father God, that your will be done. We know that you're setting the platform and the stage for your return. So, Father God, help us to go. Maybe you're only sending us next door. Maybe you're just telling us to go pick up our cell phone and make a phone call, go to our computer and send somebody an email. Maybe, Father God, just maybe whatever you're telling us to do, Father God. Father God, you said that we are a hearer and a doer, Father God. You said if we love you, we will obey you. Our obedience is the proof that we love you. Father God, help us to stop making excuses because of our inadequacies. And knowing that this thing is going to be done, that you have a plan, you have a will, and you always up to something. And you're counting on us because you are in need of us. And we say yes today, Father. We say yes. Forgive us for our disobedience. And we say, yes, we'll go. We'll do it. In Jesus' name, we're going to do it. That's simple as that. We're going to do it because we believe that this is what, if we're right or we're wrong, we believe it's what you're telling us, and we know you're going to honor our faith. We say we're going to do it, and we say thank you. In Jesus' name, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer and this service by the word, the blood, the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, amen, hallelujah, is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is, amen, absolutely the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen, hallelujah. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Hallelujah. Pastor Alfreda, amen, Philadelphia, signing out. Everybody have a good day. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation is already here. Bye-bye.
You called my name and I kept on running. I would hide when I heard you coming. Didn't wanna fit you in my time. Thought life without you I would be fine. So because I didn't listen, you broke me down to get my attention. Now I see there was no other way. So I stand right here with these words to say. Lord, I'll go. If you need me, Lord, I'm sure to follow. Just say so. And don't go. The road ahead may be long, dark, and narrow. But one thing I know. Sometimes when I feel I'm not worthy to